fine.
All right. Well, started recording anyway. Welcome to welcome to an impromptu episode of the Doncast. We're just going through. We're going to start a campaign based on Edge of the Empire. The Edge of the Empire saga, and we're just going through basic character creation at the moment.
Running through the character creation of three players.
Three out of the eventual eight. No, seven. Mm. Are you including the or you're going to be?
Well, I'm doing you three for now. If anyone else wants to join, I'm happy to sit down with them, make a character, in my universe.
But, I mean, I suppose this would be nice, actually, just the four of us doing this, and then the rest of us doing whatever afterwards. But we can get some Doncast opinion later on when everyone else is online.
Probably.
But yeah, I think it'd be... Yes?
Can I be a Trandoshan?
Yes, you can, actually.
Yes!
Nice.
I love scaly things.
Yeah.
Reptiles and snakes are my bread and butter.
I remember the friggin'... Has anyone played, like, the, what's it called? Republic Commando?
Oh.
Oh, God, the first time I played those Trandoshan missions, it's freaking annoying.
Yeah, there's a species, and your species actually does defect. The whole, there is, like, a crack, I'm not kidding, there is, because I have, like, a computer thing to help me make these as well.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice, because it's good, because what it does is it compiles the books together for me, so I don't have to keep reading through all the different three.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And be all over the place. I'm not kidding, there is a lot of races you can pick from. It is, like, stupid. And there are a lot of races in Star Wars, but, like, there is just a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the campaign I'm running is kind of all four of my characters are human.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit boring, because it's kind of like...
Got all these species and you're gonna go with the most boring out of all.
I know, and it's like, why?
I ran
because there's actually there's how many? There's like four human subtypes in Star Wars as well. Because you got like your normal human, and then there's like
Corellian human.
Yeah, Corellian
human.
Friggin' yeah. Geez, do you have to pick a home planet as well?
No, you don't have to have a home planet. I mean, that can be in your character's backstory if you want.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we don't have to. Like, I could probably randomly throw something in for... Like,
what are those, God. The Mandalorian. I'm going to be a Mandalorian.
Yeah. So, you would be, like, probably a human. What's there as Mandalorian? You can be a Mustafarian.
Mustafar.
Those guys seen, like, prodding lava stuff. And anyway, again, everything has different stats. Like, so human is the base one of two, everything. Like, you got, like, a Wookiee, which obviously has more strength sort of
thing. I can't do a Wookiee growl thing.
Someone needs to be a Wookiee, the band of the epic.
Oh, my lord. I feel like I need a species list.
Yeah. Just
to just post and just let you Google and figure out.
Jeez, no, please don't. That'll be if we bring the Doncast in on the rest of that, that'll just be.
Oh gosh! All right, here we go. Get ready. Do you want to know how many species you can pick from? I need you to make a text channel for D&D. I feel like that's probably better.
Oh, okay, sure. That's done. Okay.
Throwing this in general.
Text channel, Edge of the Donpire. Done.
Just ignore the rule books and stuff that are included in this list. I just need to focus on the species name.
Let me just change those to underscores.
Is insane.
Okay, done. There you go.
Done. The list is more than 2,000 characters.
Jeez.
The reason for that is because it has like a bunch. There's on the list I just copy and pasted from. It has where they're from each of the books.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You said Trent Ocean, didn't you?
Me?
Yeah. Who said? Yeah.
I want to be a Trent Ocean.
They're like the guy. He's like a bounty hunter, Bosk or something.
Oh no! Yeah, don't worry. Sorry. Yeah, Trent Ocean.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mixed my races up in my head, and for some reason I thought what are they called? Rodians was a Trandoshan.
There's like snake people and cat people and dog people.
And there's those Rodians, which are like the weird alien people.
Oh yeah, Rodians, as seen in episode 6, sitting next to that cat Lando.
Yep. And also the one that friggin' goes to shoot, well, the one that's like basically hassling Han for his money, collecting debts, debt collecting.
Oh no, that's Greedo. That's someone else.
Yeah, but he's a Rodian.
He's a Rodian. Yeah, Rodians are a playable species in this.
Yeah.
What the heck? I just realized there's a bunch. What? Why is this a thing?
Why is what a thing?
I've just noticed that the Nikato have a ridiculous amount of variations on them. You'll see in a minute what I mean when I get this list posted.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of species.
Sorry if I zone out temporarily.
That's fine.
I'm still doing some programming work. Yeah, so I don't need that anymore. So draw that.
That looks probably easier than a text document.
What I need to do. Oh. Hey, yeah, that's easy.
Post that. There we go.
Don't know why I didn't think about doing that.
This is the entire species list. You can pick from.
Oh, jeez. I'm kind of scared to alt-tab and check what this list is.
It's...
Oh,
yeah, droid. What? You can be a droid. That is actually why I'm throwing that on there.
Oh, yeah, the weak way. I forgot about those guys.
I kind of...
I'm a Toydarian. Mind tricks don't work on us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my lord. If someone plays a Toydarian...
I'm a Toydarian.
I always end up making these characters
late at
night.
Just to make it difficult for you.
Jawa's not on the species list.
There's no Jawas?
I could probably homebrew a Jawa, actually. Jawas don't
even
speak English.
They don't speak basic.
Don't let Jack speak English. Don't let Jack speak English the entire time. We'll just try and interpret him.
He's gonna have to communicate through like text. Tell us what he's saying.
Yeah, we could have a running joke that
Jawa. Actually, I think that is why Jawa isn't a playable. Oh no, Jawa is a playable character.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't think it's on the list I posted, but it's
no,
on
it's
the...
not.
Yeah, I think there's a few not listed on there, but yeah.
Oh, Keldor.
I think it was like second or third edition of Dungeons and Dragons, but there's actually, if you have your intelligence, I think it's 2 or lower, or if it's just 0, you can't speak. So you have to communicate in grunts and just gestures.
Oh, I think that reminds me. Barbarian, Goliath, got hit with something that reduced his intelligence.
Oh!
He just... It hit 0, so he just passed out. he had no mental capacity. And then they had to do some ritual on him to get him back up to, like, 1 intelligence or something.
Give me a second. I need to find the Hat of Stupidity. I've actually got a I've got the advanced edition of the artifact table, and one of the hats is literally the Hat of Stupidity.
I could be a
So I'll leave you to ponder on that species list while I go over and read over all the careers.
I could be a droid and just break everyone's ears with whistles.
Oh Lord, please don't. I mean, if you pick droid, there's actually a bunch of type of droids you have to pluck that you can pick from.
Just be R2-D2.
Okay, so I'm going to go over the different sort of classes.
Probably going to cut... Oh, I'm going to have to cut that. Actually, no, I'm not, because I pass it through an audio thing. That'll just drop the spikes.
That's fine.
That's fine.
All right, so...
Let them suffer.
All right, so I'll go over all the careers, and you can ask me about the specializations in each career. So you have Ace, the first one. Ace is basically a pilot.
Oh, yeah,
shotgun. Sort of class. The second one is bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a colonist, which is basically your healer, medic someone. Then you have a commander, who is basically infantry soldier sort of person. Then you've got the diplomat, which is kind of just... He's literally a diplomat. If you want to fulfill all your fantasies of Star Wars Episode 1 and 2, be a diplomat. There you go. You have an engineer, who title's pretty much in the name. He's an engineer. You got the explorer, which is, I guess, a person who wants to explore the Outer Rim and that sort of thing. Discover artifacts or hunt big game or that sort of thing. Or just trade. The next is a hired gun. So it's kind of like a lighter version. No, actually, yeah, it could be a tougher or lighter version of Bounty Hunter, depending how you pick it.
Well, a hired gun is usually like a mercenary, and then
They're pretty much mercenaries.
Bounty
hunters are sent out to hunt bounties. Mercenaries are hired for
bounty hunters aren't hired. Like,
well, they take bounties.
You
can commission bounty hunters.
Yeah, you can commission people to like hunt people down, but it's still. You know, it's like
a hired gun is basically mercenary.
Yeah, a hired gun is a mercenary, and then you have your bounty.
Then
hunters,
then we got smugglers, which is like your
Han Solo,
gunslinger, scoundrel sort of character. Then you got soldier, which is, I guess, yeah, a soldier pretty much. You got spy, who's obviously sent into places to steal stuff and that sort of thing. And then you got technician, which is, an engineer. A technician is like someone who, like a mechanic, basically.
Yeah.
Like they repair droids or repair starships or that sort of thing. So those are the...
Well, technician's more, I'd see a technician as more like electronic side of things. Where
Mechanic, so they're just basically the Star Wars mechanic equivalent. The handyman who goes around and fix everything.
Yeah. I'd say the engineer is the mechanic, and like the technician is like the electrician.
Well, the engineer is basically the guy who would build things, I guess, or repair ships or whatever. I don't know. A lot of roles on here are kind of shared in certain scenarios.
Okay, right. Is it possible to be like a crossover between like Ace and Smuggler? Kind of thing.
You can, I think, later with spending experience and that sort of thing, because I know you have to do that for, like, start off as a normal person, then if you want to become a Jedi, you kind of have to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Wolfie's fallen asleep.
I think I do want to be... Mandalorian. If I was gonna stick to
Mandalorians don't have to be the guys running around in the armor and stuff. Mandalorians are like normal humans, pretty much.
Yeah, but if I was gonna stick to the Star Wars lore,
I guess it also depends what time period I set you into.
Yeah, because if it's pre-Mandalorian Wars, then
Well, mind you, there are Mandalorians in Empire.
Yeah.
Mandalore is still around.
Yeah.
If you've watched, Star Wars Rebels and Star Wars Clone Wars, they pop up. So they are around.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I'll be a Mandalorian pilot. So an ace.
So you'd pretty much be a human pilot, but I'll put like a subnote saying you're Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Which could be interesting. What about you, Imp?
Or are there any particular races that are more suited to like reflexes or anything?
Because
like reflexes are kind of a trait that I'd imagine would be useful in piloting.
So your stats you have to work with are brawn, agility, intellect, cunning, willpower, and pressure.
Okay.
And when you're basically agility is a lot to do with piloting.
Yeah.
So are and that
there
sort
any,
of thing.
Are there any like races that give particular bonuses to agility then?
Probably after Cyber.
Oh, geez, not an Ithorian.
Could be a Dashard. They have like 3 agility. Humans will have a flat base stat of just across everything. Right. However, all the different races actually have race abilities, which are interesting.
Well, does anyone have like a race ability particularly keen for flying?
I mean, like for example. I'd have to sit here and look through each of them for you to find out.
Right, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Trying to think.
Oh, it's these guys. Sorry, us.
Hey, can I'm sort of looking through this this artifacts book, and I just found out that Advanced Dungeons and Dragons has a Fez of Disguise.
Oh, legendary.
What?
It works as a regular hat of disguise. But it's
just
a fez.
Yeah.
And there's a hat of stupidity that lowers, like, I wanted to check what exactly it lowered, but yeah, it lowers the user's intelligence to 7, and they are determined to keep this hat on because they think it's making them extremely smart. Oh, and there's a hat of hairiness, and it makes them really hairy.
Oh my lord.
The hat of headlessness that makes it seem like you have no head. And there's a hat of holding. So that's pretty cool. Sorry. Yes, right.
Yeah. You got any idea what sort of character you want to be?
What are Trandoshans good at?
Trandoshans. Look them up.
If my experience with like Republic Commando
is anything.
Wait, this
is a Twitterians.
Trandoshans.
Trandoshans,
yeah, they're like if I remember, they're really good at like crawling through vents, jumping up and surprising you with a shotgun blast to the face.
Oh yeah.
So diplomats.
Trandoshans. They get also your species depends on your wound and strain.
Pulls out shotgun. I've got a diplomatic solution to this.
Yeah. I mean,
can your
character be a very violent diplomat?
Could your character name be Trump, please?
Oh my lord.
I'm gonna have to censor this for the internet.
So Trandoshans have basically they get an ability
I'm
they
just
can
just gonna get myself hunted down by the FBI now.
So you can regrow limbs. So if you get your limb cut off by like a Sith, a Jedi or something, you can regrow it.
Right.
you have claws you can use while brawling.
Okay, I feel like diplomat is really like.
So they have like they are quite brawny. They haven't got much agility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mainly it. And the rest of it is pretty flat out. So they're pretty brawny, but not very smart. Oh, no, sorry, they haven't got good reflexes.
All right. I would kind of like to be a diplomat, because that sounds like something I'd have some fun with.
So, diplomat life.
Trandoshan diplomat.
All right. So let me find the diplomat line. All right.
All brawn
so,
and, like, no intelligence.
The diplomat line. So the way this works is you have to pick a career, but then you also have to pick a specialization, which kind of expands on your...
Wait, give me a second. Jack, you just went really quiet.
Sorry.
Much better, sorry.
I moved the mic away from my mouth.
I had it up to like 200% and I could like hardly hear you. Yes, please.
Okay, so the specializations for diplomat are advocate, agitator, rousing the masses, an ambassador, courting support, analytics, or analyst. Is that it? Analyst. Propagandist. Propaganda. Or it can be a quartermaster. Managing the resources. I think I need to also need to decide what time period I need to set this in. I'm probably going to set this in Empire.
33% for everyone except the Wookiee.
33% for everyone but the Wookiee? What?
Yeah, equal share for everyone except the Wookiee.
Right.
Because I thought you were
No,
Pulls honest, a diplomatic shotgun.
Probably, actually, I could do that. It'd be a scatter shot. I think I might set this during the time period of maybe... I'm trying to remember if I should do it during the Republic or just after. I think I might do it just after, so the Empire has just arisen and is taking control of the galaxy. So it's before, like, episode 4.
So just after the Old Republic.
Yeah, it's just after the Clone Wars have just ended. And that.
Yeah, okay.
Things in a transitional phase right now.
Yeah, so it's at the demise of the Old Republic.
Yeah. And your lap and your backstory could be Imp, that because they've gotten rid of the Senate, so you're out of the job. That could be your backstory. I'm not kidding.
Do you know what? That'd be fantastic.
Your backstory is that you have no backstory.
You have
I'm just going to be a very bitter Trandoshan that thinks he should be in a higher position than he already is.
But yeah, no. What specialization do you want to?
So wait, what were they again?
So you have advocates.
I feel like ambassador. Hash.
Yeah.
Ambassador, analyst. Propaganda.
Misa thinks a Yusa Bisa ambassador.
Oh. Are Gungans on the species list?
Please tell me they're not.
They are. I can see.
Guess who just changed their race? I'm a Gungan pilot.
Jack. Oh,
that could be hilarious, actually. I'm curious. I want to look up the stats for Gungan.
How's the Yusa flyer this thing?
Do you know what? He has like he's ridiculously good at piloting.
Well, mind you, not all Gungans are clumsy. What do you actually get? You're amphibious, that's it. I like that. So pretty much all their stats are 2, but their intelligence is 1, and their presence is 3. So you're so you can be quite intimidating, but you can't stealth. It's hilarious. Oh my, you can be a hut.
Who, oh, me?
God, I just saw that.
I'm not actually kidding. The huts are actually quite formidable warriors. I'm not actually joking, they are.
What, me?
No, huts.
No, huts.
Huts are actually... Because before they became the mass hut empire they were, they used to fight, and they were actually really formidable fighters. And then, obviously, culture, and then they just basically enslaved other races and then rose to power and didn't have to do anything. Yeah. So you want to be a Trandoshan ambassador? Or I'm a Trandoshan diplomat. Alright.
Diplomat in the loosest sense of the word.
Oh. No, that gets me the same problem.
I feel like I need to give you... I should probably give you guys character sheets on the actual site so you can start writing stuff down. Characters! That's an imps. The name's random. One is in Jax. Cool.
So what sub rank?
Can you edit these?
What sub rank is under Ace?
What sub ranks are under Ace? You're gonna be a pilot, aren't you?
All I can see is bio and info.
Sorry. Okay, you should be able to edit it now.
Oh, okay. Where is this link?
No. That, if you okay, so on the Roll20 on the right, you should have a bunch of tabs.
Whoops.
You wanted to go to the one that's journal, which looks like a newspaper.
Sorry.
Yay.
Should be able to edit stuff, so...
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. On character sheet, scroll down and find character. And obviously
accidentally closed the wrong tab.
Oh, for flip's sake, the species list is on there.
Kind of makes life easier
for you looking at species.
Orcacus, is this me?
Yes.
Orcacus?
You can change your name, that's just because it's there, because the character sheets automatically generate a random name.
Okay.
Name.
What's just a Gungan name? Name?
I'll fix it on your sheet, so... Yeah, alright. So specializations are under Ace. Hang on. Careers. We are looking for the Ace. So under Ace, which is like the pilot sort of branch, you have a Beast Rider, a Driver, a Gunner, a Hotshot, Pilot, and a Rigger.
Okay, what's Hotshot?
A hotshot is basically. If I need a... One second, I gotta get the book. sorry.
Just imagine this is.
Actually, I can actually probably generalize it based on. So they keep cool. They have a lot of coordination, and they can fly. I think a lot of things can fly things. They're basically.
It's all about the opposable thumb.
And what about just
the
pilot?
Hotshots are pretty much like ace pilots, I guess.
Okay, and what's just the normal pilot? Is that like, you know, freighter, shuttle transport kind of thing?
Just yeah, you can fly pretty much anything.
All right, well, I might be.
The hotshot is more pilot focused. Like they'll fly, like they just fly around and stuff.
Okay.
Whereas the pilot is more like fly things around, but also shoots and that sort of thing.
So a hotshot is like a hotshot is purely piloting, whereas a pilot that doesn't make sense. The naming for this doesn't make sense.
I'm just going this based off the skills because the skills you get are for hotshot you get cool coordination and piloting for planetary and space, and then pilot gets the hotshot probably a pilot that flies within the planet's atmosphere. That's a hotshot. A pilot would be someone who flies around the galaxy.
Yeah, like cruises, and that sort of like.
Yeah, so the hotshots are sort of more
fighter pilots
that fly around the planet.
Yeah, like small classed vessels.
Yeah, that's basically a hotshot and the difference between the two.
Yeah, and then like your pilot is like larger, kind of like.
Flies in space. Or
yeah, so like your larger
would, like, battle, large... like would pilot like a battle cruiser or something.
Yeah, battle cruisers and like big ass ships.
Yeah.
I'm happy being a hotshot. I'm happy being a hotshot.
Right.
Do I get to pick?
You get a lot of coordination.
Do I get to pick my ship?
Depends on the price.
Oh.
I'm not getting all the ships actually priced. I'm like, I'll give you like a base ship to start off. I don't know. It depends on what characters look like in the story I come up with. Yeah. Okay. So, what species? So you want to be a hotshot ace?
And I'm a Gungan.
And you're a Gungan. you're really good with a Gungan thing. All right. So on your character sheet, you would put
Beth Meb.
Your species would be Gungan.
What do you think, Beth Meb or Fritten Yom? Or Jojo Gers?
Jojo Gers. Jojo Gers, oh my word. the most feared pilot in the galaxy.
Jojo goes.
Your name is whispered in like shady bars. Jojo goes.
Jojo goes. Oh dear.
All right. Underneath info, do I go like Gungan Hotshot?
So in your species, you click down and you select Gungan.
Oh.
Drop down menu for that.
Oh, no, hang on. Save changes. Why is this thing not loading? Bio and info.
Bio and info.
Oh. Okay.
Scroll down.
Here we go.
My advice is, these things have drop-down menus, I would drop up the Dice and Destiny pool, because you won't actually need that, unless you become like a Jedi or something. So take my advice.
That is dropped up.
Oh, I think I did that for you.
Yeah.
Drop down again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's me probably dropping it up and down.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I don't need stats at the moment. So character, yeah, here we go.
Character.
Name is Jojo Gers. Player name is Jack. Species.
Gungan, find that on the list.
Gungan.
Saw it on there before. Credits. You don't have any credits. Put total XP is 100. No, you're not putting credits as 99999.
Why not?
Your stats. Does that fit that out for you? Actually, I'm curious.
Oh, sorry, whoops. Hang on.
I'm going to drop down a menu. I'm sorry, I'm just looking around.
Yeah, how do I remove that? Oh, yeah, there we go. So career
is... I'm
just
going to run around. If the sheet's jumping around, that's because I'm just kind of looking around trying to work out stuff.
I decided that my character's name is Prenbost.
Nice. Let me just. That has actually changed on there. Okay, cool.
So do I just type this in? Because it had like, if I go add, then it actually gives me the drop down list, but it doesn't on Anyway, so Ace.
I would go for the drop down menu. So just add one.
I just did that and you deleted it.
Oh, sorry. Specialization is
Ace. We said I was a hotshot. There we go. Is it
it's
in?
So much easier now that I
is it in my career? Yes.
Specialization.
Yeah, specialization. Career Ace. Hotshot. Specialization hotshot.
Career yes.
Oh right, yeah. Okay, I get it. So if I picked a different specialization that wasn't.
It'd be kind of weird.
So, like, for example, if I was a... for example, if I was, like, a scoundrel, that's not in my career.
Yeah.
I get it. Description. Gender. Male.
Oh, yeah, I guess we'll get onto that now.
Age.
Are you actually going to be a male imp?
Yeah. I can't imagine a female Trandoshan.
I can.
Well, I can, but
No, that's fine. I like how you put in 24 star years.
Guess I'd better put a height that's fitting my presence.
Actually, please put a legit age, because I need to actually use.
I don't know. Well, how old should I be?
It's the lifespan of a Gungan. So Wikipedia.
I found a website that translates English into Jar Jar.
Oh lord.
Lisa wants to kill you.
Can you link me that website, please?
The lifespan of a Gungan is 65 galactic standard years.
That's
the lifespan of a Gungan.
Is what?
65 galactic standard years.
Galactic standard years.
How old it
goes. I'm pretty sure that, I think it would be that.
But yeah, they've got.
You
like
can a... do the... really gonna put a hex code.
In. You can do the conversion.
Please don't. I'd rather not have to do.
Hair.
About middle aged. You're not stupid anymore. You know what you're doing.
Flappy ears.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah, that is pretty much described.
Athletic, yeah, dude. Yeah. I'll link you the Jar Jar Binks thing. But they did that four score quote, and the way it came out is just beautiful.
Oh my giddy arm!
I will copy it? And paste it because I don't think I can do it justice. This is so terrible.
All right, cool.
I was thinking because I'm an ambassador, I could talk down to you.
What happens? Hang on, I wonder if I can break the translator and go, "Weiss, being very." Oh, hang on. Right. I wonder if it writes "very" like with a W. Very, very silly, and then translate. Oh my god. It's translated it. It said Weiss being very, very silly. And guess what it translated it to? Weiss be very, very dumb.
Oh my word.
It didn't break it. Hang on. Okay. Wait. Hang on. Copy and paste. Weiss be very, very dumb. Translate.
Just keep copying.
Oh my goodness. This is hilarious. It said, "Misa no care."
Oh my
god. Paste. Okay, so that is literally where it stops. Yeah. Oh my. That is hilarious. Right. It's like.
We're
going to
move on to the motivations.
It's like that whole, like, Okay, hang on. Doncast. Choose another folder, and inside the Doncast, I'm going to make a new folder called The Edge of Donpire.
The Donpire. I feel like I have to set it in, like...
Okay, that's bookmarked. I don't really need my Gungan name generator anymore, but yeah, let's keep it.
Alright, okay, so
we'll
roll 20. I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
Do you think that 12 foot 6 is a, like, let's make it a legit...
it's like twice the height of...
I'm 2.3 meters.
Foot 4. 5.
7 foot 6. I'll just say...
Put 6 foot four in the
6 foot four. Okay.
Quite a tall.
Because I mean, my presence is quite big, so I felt that I should have a height that's fitting.
Naked head. Oh, I love that. It's hilarious.
Notable features.
That's if, like, you need to write down, like, you have a scar on your face, or you have a burn on your face, or your eyes are
Is a nudist.
Just something that, like, could be notable, about you.
Okay. And what's other? And
other
eyes. Is that, like, eye color?
Other information you put down, like, for example, that's not a good example.
His eyes just like eye color?
Good example.
Eyes just eye color?
Yeah. Discord. Who dares message?
I'm gonna get like some of those really classic quotes and put it into the Jar Jar Binks thing.
But you're not the Jar Jar
Binks. No. I'm curious.
Oh dear. Okay, we need to move on to like motivations.
Yeah, okay. Let's do all right, motivation. So, yeah,
motivations.
Because I have to go
basically
well.
What motivates your character. So
category, what does that?
Sorry. Okay, so category is the type of thing this motivation falls into. So motivations are divided up into ambition, belief, cause, conflict, connections, creations, creed, discovery, drive, faith, innovation, and there's a bunch of locations, but I'm not going to go into those because they just don't affect anything. Oath, quest, relationship, and reward.
Okay.
These are the motivations. Like, so these are the types of motivations, and then within those, there's a bunch of specifics. Like, for example, if you're on, you might be on a quest for freedom or glory, or if I get an ambition, you want to be.
Okay.
Be a novelist, apparently.
So category.
Your ambition is revenge, or religion, or glory, or something, or to become a Jedi, or destroy the Sith, or...
Yeah.
So that's ambition. A belief is kind of like you believe in a cause, so like, you believe in crime, or you believe in the Jedi, or you believe in religion and philosophy, or you believe in peace, or something.
Yeah.
So that's a belief, basically. A cause is a cause you're willing to fight for. Like to overthrow the Empire or restore the Jedi Order or free a company or crime. conflict is kind of like I guess if your character's in fighting, so for example, I guess a good one to think of is for Trandoshan is so a conflict would be something that affects the character.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, for Trandoshan, out of the game, which is basically like if you're hunting and there's nothing left to hunt, or you've been ashamed so much that you lose all your score points with the scorekeeper. This is religion stuff for Trandoshans. A conflict is something that would affect the character deep. Yeah. So, for example, life debt or something.
Hmm.
So that's a conflict. Connections are kind of like... So this would probably benefit you, Imp, is something like... you have like a political connection, or you have connections in the Empire, or the Underworld, or a love interest, or you've got connections in the military, that sort of thing. Or in the economy. So you've got like a guy that you can call, and he knows stuff about stuff.
That sounds useful.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like you've just got connections. Creations, so like you're an artist, or you've built a business, or you're trying to find a cure for something, or you've made a family, or a building, or something, or society. I don't know. That's some of the stuff under creations. A creed is kind of like.
Can I build my own starfighter?
That can be an ambition, actually. Like that would be if your like an overall goal, see yourself as the best pilot in the game. I like how that's actually okay. Yeah, I like it. Okay. Hang on, let me just finish going through these. So you got creed, which again is kind of like, I guess if you're an assassin, like the body needs a head or something, or something. You know, assassins have like signature calling card or something, or a thing they live by. Discovery is you like discovering things, like either like plants or discovery about self or technology. Sorry, I just read one of the discoveries. The discovery is anywhere but here. And it's in quotation marks, so it looks like this. Hang on. It's just stupid. It's but okay. So that's, yeah, discovery, basically trying to find something. Drive is what drives your character forward. So, for example, the game, Ocean, or guilt. Like, guilt is driving you to go forward.
Yeah.
Or being redeemed for something.
Hmm.
Faith is kind of like religion, but you have faith in something. So you have faith in the imperial rule, or you have faith in something. Innovation is kind of like, I guess for a pilot, it'd be like trying to make, for example, stuff better, pretty much. The goal is to try and make it better. There's a bunch of location ones, but I'm not going to do those because they're not very good. They just relate to stuff and different campaigns, which we're probably going to do. An oath. It's pretty much an oath. An oath to something.
Mm-hmm.
A quest, I said that before. Stuff like a quest for redemption or freedom or glory. Relationship, you want to find your place of origin, or you want to your childhood friend, or your comrades, or just something that drives you forward.
Yeah.
And basically what these actually do is these affect certain dice roll things. So for example, if you had like, what would it be? It would be like, you had an ambition to destroy the Sith, and you were helping a Sith to do something. That would give you a negative dice roll. Like I'll give you like a setback dice, which is those black sixes. So these types of things. So these can work with you or against you, depending on the situation.
Is that the motivations? Was it?
Yeah, motivations. So these are, normally at the start of the game you pick one, and then sometimes during a campaign you'll get a second one.
Oh, okay, right. Gotcha.
I mean, I can give you two. You can have two if you want, depending on what you care. Like, it depends if you want. You can start with one, or you can. It's easier to start with one.
Yeah.
And then as we get a bit more into the game, I might give you another one.
Yeah.
Depending on actions, yeah, because the second one's normally determined by actions you do in the game.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So you might kill somebody, and that will give you a motivation of guilt or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's how these work.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Essentially just affect dice roll.
Yeah.
Overall story stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so like with me, with my like ambition to be the best pilot in the universe, would basically like whenever I fly stuff, like whenever I'm doing stuff to do with flying, then that would give me like advantage or something. But like,
so for example, like if you've just if you're dog fighting against a notorious pilot in the Empire or something, you manage to out dog fight him, you're that step closer to becoming one of the best pilots, or getting a ship. Yeah, getting a ship would actually give you a lot of stuff, because you're a step closer to becoming the best pilot in the galaxy.
That'd be a good start.
You say this, but this is actually a thing that's happened in my campaign where a person got motivated. Sorry, I'm just quickly checking something.
Yeah.
So that's what these are pretty much.
Not perfect.
They're kind of like things that help drive the story.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you can think of something for your character to do. So you've kind of got one with being ambition. So you would have an ambition. Would that be fame? Or would that be...
That would be.
It might be a quest, actually.
Fame? For mine, I think. Fame would be mine.
I think, yeah. You can either have a quest for glory or an ambition for fame. Those are the two choices I give you in this circumstance.
Oh, a quest or an ambition? Do I want to be famous or do I want to have glory?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Let's have an ambition for fame.
Alright, ambition for fame.
Yeah, I'll just so what about act you? Like Han Solo all the time. I'll just act like 12 seconds. Is it Kessel Run in 12 seconds? 12 parsecs, sorry.
12 parsecs.
12 parsecs.
Well, like, my character, he's essentially... It's not like he's been dethroned, but, you know, he's been kicked out of a place where he considered himself rather important.
So you kind of won... Yours would be... Would it be a drive, maybe?
I think, like, at least from... I don't know the engine type stuff, but at least from my perspective, I think that would be a more of a drive thing, because he's, you know, driven to be as good as he felt he was before.
What's driving you... There's a drive for retirement.
What?
There's a drive for retirement. Which would make sense if you're a soldier. It's like, ugh, when this war finally ends, I can retire. Something like that. Yeah, yours would probably be a drive for redemption. Maybe. Like, you want to redeem yourself. You don't know why you were thrown out of the Senate. You want to redeem yourself and become... What does your character want to become? A diplomat? Again?
Yeah.
Get his old job back?
Essentially. Like, he was happy where he was. He doesn't need this shit.
I think I'm now getting a decent time set. From what I've got in my head, I've got a really interesting place I want to try starting this campaign from. That could be interesting.
Trelio?
What?
Who?
Huh?
When?
What?
What? Okay, yeah, so your category would be drive and your type would be redemption.
Okay.
Just do that for one motivation.
God damn it, I was doing other things.
Warning on line 437.
So that would be, what was it again? That was a drive.
That redemption. Was a drive, and the type is redemption. And you put a description in.
Wants his old job back.
Wants his old job back. It's the simple things. You don't have to make character stories complex. You can make them simple. And then which is great, because it allows me to build on stuff a lot, rather than if you give me a complex thing, I have to kind of be very specific with stuff and...
It's...
Oh, you've actually changed it to a girl now.
Yeah.
See that? Okay.
He was a confused teenager.
I guess the next thing we move on to is duty / obligation. I know, even more complicated stuff. Oh dear. I forget how messy this one gets. Right. So, you can either have a duty or you can either have an obligation.
Oh, okay. What's the difference?
An obligation is you have like an obligation to something. And a duty is you have, like, a duty to something.
Well, no. Like, seriously?
Yeah, that's literally it. Yeah.
Can I have an example?
I know, I'm trying to think of one. Because I can't really think it. I think... Sorry. Okay. So obligations are kind of interesting. For example, one example of an obligation is you might have a bounty on your head or you might be in debt. That's an example of one obligation.
Yeah.
But they're all negative. So for example... There's one which I have is called Duty Bound. So, for example, one of the characters in my... I'm just going to grab one of my character sheets of my party from my other campaign I'm doing. Yes, this is the guy I want. So, for example, Where is his motivation? Obligation. So his obligation is he was a former Jedi Temple Guard.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Force wielder. He was a guy who protected the temple, pretty much, maintained it. That's duty bound. That's a duty bound obligation. Right. Yeah. So the various things you have. Oh, you might have like an obligation towards family.
Yeah.
Or now these can change obligations. You don't actually have to start with one. You may get one. So for example, you may get a bounty on your head. In the game or something, or so a lot of the time you don't actually have to start with one of these. It's up to you if you want to start one with one or not.
Okay.
That's obligation and then duty. Does one of my characters actually have a duty? She doesn't. I think I remember. Has family? Yeah, I don't think any of my characters actually have duties. Which, again, are sort of things that, I guess these things are kind of given out depending on the story context. So, for example, if you started off in the rebel base,
yeah,
you have a duty to this rebel base to protect it and whatnot.
Okay.
And if you're not protecting it, you get like a negative dice roll. If you're doing well at protecting it, you get a boost to that dice or whatever. Yeah. So, again, it kind of depends on your character and where you're starting from. In this instance,
should you tell us? So in this instance, like, would it be a good idea if you told us like where we were starting from?
Okay, so in this instance, literally the scenario I've thought up in my head to start you from is literally the Senate building on Coruscant in the hangar.
Cool.
Just as Emperor Palpatine has announced the Empire.
Yeah.
Technically this would take place. Literally, as episode 4 is happening. Because there's a line in episode 4 where the last of the Senate has finally been disbanded.
Yeah.
That's why they had to build the Death Star in secret, because the Senate didn't know about it. So this would literally be pretty much smack bang episode 4 in the Senate building.
Alright, that's cool.
You're the Senate of Jar Jar Binks. With a new ambassador, and then.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is literally where I have this thing starting at the moment.
So, I'm the pilot for Jar Jar Binks.
That's basically. I don't know. You could be the pilot for you could be the pilot for any senator. I mean, you could be the pilot for this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you be my pilot?
I mean, you can also have things like you're a pacifist. As a obligation.
Okay.
You can be like a pacifist. Yeah, again.
Can I have an obligation to be like roguelike? Like just general nuisance?
Let me have a look. You have an addiction.
An addiction to being roguelike.
You can have a bad reputation.
Blackmail. Oh no, not Jar Jar Binks.
That would probably be the one I'd be able to give you at this moment.
Criminal. Oh, jeez.
Notoriety, hang on. Is that right? N-O-T-O-R-I-E.
Oh, notoriety, yeah. Notorious, yeah.
Is that notorious? Responsibility. You're being irresponsible.
Resp- responsibility is to be irresponsible.
Under construction, unfinished business, witness protection.
No,
so
I don't
for
know,
example,
I
guess with the unfinished business is if you have, so probably during a campaign you're fighting someone, and you want to make sure you deal with this person, but they get away or something. I would probably give you the obligation of unfinished business. So when you're doing something to work towards getting this person back or just finishing off this person, you probably get boost to your dice roll or negative effect if you're not making progress towards this person. So that's an example of something.
Oh, so like, yeah. That's actually pretty good because I'm a pilot. So like, yeah.
So if someone gets away from you, if you're in a dogfight or something, you'll be committed next time you find this person to finish it off, finish them off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so details.
So you would gain this during the campaign, or you may lose this.
Okay, so if...
That's basically what... So that's how these things work. So,
okay, yeah. So if I find the person that gets away from me... So say I'm in a dogfight, someone gets away from me, then I gain unfinished business.
I'd probably give you unfinished business if depending on the situation. Like if you really hate this person.
Yeah. Like he's damaged my ship, whatnot, you know, yada yada yada, my prized possession.
So again, these sorts of things, and again, like bounty and death.
Yeah.
You can get
so if someone gets away from me in a dogfight, etc.
Yeah. So duty bound, like a lot of duty bounds will either change, but some of them will stay the same a lot. Like for example.
So I feel obliged to hunt him to the end of the universe.
That would So again, that's what these are. So you gain and lose these during the campaign.
So it's like screw.
These things will change the most.
So it's just kind of like screw you, Senator. I'm hunting this guy down.
This person. Again, motivations are sort of things that you don't lose or gain that easily. It depends if something like really drastic happens. That I would. So you don't actually have to start with one of these.
Okay.
I am going to not.
All right, you're not going to. Right,
no.
Fine.
Oh, so now you tell me you don't have to start with one.
I did say that like a
you
few
said
times,
that like a good half dozen times.
Yeah, I know.
I did say again, these change a lot. You don't actually have to start the campaign with one.
Yeah, I know.
Get one.
Yeah, I know. I know. But okay, I think that's pretty good. I think that fits. I think that fits.
Again,
my
a lot
role.
Of these things actually, because the main focus of the Force and like the Edge of the Empire saga is it's mainly a lot of storytelling.
I'm gonna like forget that I'm a Gungan so much. Like, because I've just got in my head that I'm like just a normal kind of.
I feel like on some dice rolls, I feel like I need to give you like a look down upon.
Holy
like...
shit! To the party. Holy shit! Intrepid and Butt are here.
Oh, Butts, they're back.
Oh, Butts, pants. Butts come out of the naughty corner. Okay, I'm sorry. I'd better just. This is being recorded as well.
Oh God!
No! But goddammit!
Okay, hang on. Let me just explain this for the point of the podcast. Anyway, so So I made a voice channel in Discord. I made a voice channel in Discord called Butt's Naughty Corner because Butt had basically deafened himself on the channel and I couldn't force undeafen him because he did it manually on his computer. So I basically just made a voice channel that wasn't the AFK one and I called it Butt's Naughty Corner.
Exactly AFK.
Yeah, I just called him Butt's Naughty Corner and I just chucked him in that voice channel.
Where he belongs.
I will show when I am here, but not here.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Well, you have your own place to go now, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Butt and Wolfie, just to fill you guys in, we're making characters for our Edge of the Dawnpire campaign.
Yeah, you guys are still doing that. I like went to go do some actual learning, and
we haven't even done like stats or anything. We're still like working on their base character.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm doing this now because it does take a little bit to set up characters. Generally.
Yeah, and then
we all die.
Yeah, and then
I'm gonna try and keep you alive as much as possible, but like,
yeah, don't overdo the like keeping us alive.
I guess like an example, I've been told when to like. I think a good example I found was like, you got the party crossing a canyon over a rope bridge. I make one of them rock, like this is just in like general D&D, not Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
They're crossing a rope canyon, and one of them needs to make a check to hold on. He fails that check and falls off the rope. I then get him to try and make a roll to try and grab back onto the rope. He's failed. He's failed that. I then have a party member notice that this guy has fallen off the rope and he tries to reach out to grab his hand. He fails that roll. And it would essentially be I've pretty much just given him three opportunities to try and recover. He's failed all three of them. So, and it's now just pretty much he just plummets into the misty canyon below and is never heard from again.
That's fair enough.
I've given him like three opportunities.
It was caused by another player in the party through a conflict that they had like the previous game. They shattered his dagger and then repaired it so it looked like it was a normal dagger, so like when he was going to attack next, the dagger would just explode and do any damage. It was just not a good dagger. He started falling off a cliff because we're going up the side of a mountain, and he said, I pulled out my dagger and I want to try and jam it into the cliff to try and like, stop myself and everyone like no one else knew that he shattered, like, he did this to his dagger this session before. It was, like, a private thing the guy did with the DM.
Yeah, that's one of those things that happen.
Yep. And then, so everyone's like, oh, which dagger do you use? And he goes, oh, this one. And it's like, and the other players just got up, walked out the room, gone, yep, I'm sorry. Because he thought he just killed the guy. We end up saving him with, like, people diving off the cliff.
But yeah, that's pretty much the scenario I would do, is I'd try my best to try and keep him alive, but I've given him three opportunities. He failed all three of them, so I have to unfortunately kill him.
Yeah. Never come back to our campaign again. Goodbye.
I'll just make him a new character. So far, I have, for these two, I have a Trandoshan ambassador who's just lost their job in the Senate and wants it back.
That's my entire character.
That's your entire character. And then I've got a Gungan pilot. So imagine Jar Jar Binks as a pilot. That is Jack's character.
You're just going to start another war like Jar Jar did.
And I've set this in the middle of episode 4 because Trandoshan just lost his job, and that's when the Senate is.
I'm a wee bit left.
I just love how we have two complete anti-characters.
I love characters like this. They're always funny to make. Okay, so
it's the Doncast for you.
Yeah, I believe that is.
Alright.
You don't need that obligation, by the way.
I might just cut recording here. Yeah, anyway, so thanks for listening to the podcast.
You don't actually need that because that's for if you're like a Jedi.
As he just does his own thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. Okay, thanks for listening to the Doncast today, guys. We've been making an episode of characters.
Ridiculous character sheets.
Anyway, till next time.
Yeah.
All right, well, by next episode, we should actually have our characters, and the next episode should actually be our first game.
D&D thing, and I can...
Yeah.
Wish us luck, we'll be here all night.
Wait.
Doncast became D&D?
It's a side thing we're doing. Yeah. Let it go.
Okay, alright. Well, yeah, okay. The Doncast signing out.